As reunions go, the yearly patient and family gathering at St. Elias Specialty Hospital provides a unique healing opportunity for patients and staff. KSKA's Len Anderson attended this Saturday's third annual celebration and has the story.
As its name implies, St. Elias Specialty Hospital in Anchorage occupies a singular niche in Alaska's healthcare community. As a partnership between BridgeCare Hospitals and Providence Health Systems, St. Elias is the state's first long-term acute care facility. Saturday was a chance for past and current clients to share their experiences at the hospital. About 60, some with family and others accompanied by attendants, did so.
I broke my back, both my legs, shattered my tailbone, my right foot, and my jaw.
And I broke my back, my left and right foot and ankle, and my arm, and my sternum.
Don and Rosemarie Evans and their two children were injured in an August plane crash near McGrath. The pilot, Ernie Chase, and ANVIC educator Julie Walker were killed. The Evans were on their way to new teaching positions at ANVIC. After their emergency and initial hospital treatment, the Evans transferred to St. Elias. There, they spent over 2 months in treatment. A few weeks ago, they were released, and the family now lives in Wasilla. The children are pretty much healthy and are in school. Don and Rosemarie remain in wheelchairs and are still working toward recovery.
We both go to therapy a few times a week together, and so right now that's the focus, is each day trying to build our strength again and hopefully to be able to walk.
It's a tough situation. But then St. Elias's chief medical officer, Dr. Terry Lester, says easy cases don't appear at the long-time acute care hospital.
Usually the polytraumas, bad wounds, chronic ventilator needs. So people are very debilitated, need daily physician rounding, a lot of micromanagement to get them better, to be able to get them to a level that they can get out of here.
Lester says oftentimes the treatment at St. Elias transcends the physical.
By the time a patient comes to St. Elias, they've been through a very long ordeal. Usually a lot of surgeries, a lot of procedures. Over here, it's a different thought process. At the other acute facilities, it's about getting the emergent medical needs stabilized to get them over here for the healing. Our patients are here for a long time, and it's a long course of recovery. Oftentimes, the patient's lost a lot of will. Oftentimes, they're asking me to give up. But you've got to be steadfast and tell them we can get you through this, and just daily making them go through the motions to get it done.
State Senator Lisa McGuire served as MC at Saturday's reunion. McGuire's relationship to St. Elias runs deep. Years ago, after her brother required acute long-term care in Washington State, McGuire's parents decided Alaska needed an in-state facility so patients and families could remain together during treatment. They worked hard toward that goal, and in 2006, St. Elias became a reality. McGuire says the annual reunion has become a part of the St. Elias healing process.
It's an opportunity, as you see, for patients and families to talk with one another and share those really intimate moments of surviving that are hard to describe to others who haven't lived through that.
She says the reunion is equally important for St. Elias staff.
When you work in a trauma hospital like this, you have really hard days because the people that walk in here, by definition, are acutely ill. As you heard, they've been run over by trucks, they've fallen off roofs, and they are in serious trouble by the time they reach this hospital. So many of them don't leave. That's very difficult for the staff. So it's a morale lifter as well for them to be here among the survivors and to realize why they get up every day.
Since opening in December 2006, St. Elias Specialty Hospital has treated more than 1,000 patients. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.